This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, electronic, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, a rock star from Argentina revisits and reinvents his most iconic album, 30 years later. A majestic Cuban orchestra releases an album recorded live in concert, and a good friend of the Latin Alternative returns with a gorgeous new track. Alex Cuba appears to be just unstoppable, don't you think, hermano Josh?
Yes, Ernesto. You know, I think he's your and my favorite Canadian Latin artist. Of course, Alex Cuba is his last name, or probably not his real last name implies. Born in Cuba, now based up in the northern wilds of British Columbia. And he is indeed unstoppable. He's got many Grammy and Latin Grammy wins, if I'm not mistaken. He's really one of my favorite singer-songwriters in any language. But what I also like about him is, like, you know, he's not super folksy. He's a hell of a bass player. And actually, he was just talking to me about the Fender he played on this track. So of course, as the title implies, it's called El Swing Que Yo Tengo, or The Swing That I Have. And yeah, the track does swing. Let's take a listen. Alex Cuba.
Yo tengo. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
am Alex Cuba, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative. This is the Latin Alternative today, an hour devoted to some stunning new music. And we just listened to Flor del Mar by Montoya, featuring Mexican vocalist Paua. Montoya being a Colombian artist who lives in Italy right now. He started his career as a classical violinist, and I think that shows in the sophistication of this wonderful Latin Tronica track we just heard. And of course, this is courtesy of the label ZZK. The awesome Grandal always, this really, he has focused on this very specific sound, wouldn't you say, hermano, this mixture of electronica and South American folklore that sometimes works really, really well.
Yeah, I think that ZZK label definitely specializes in that kind of like eclectic, traditional meets modern with some electronic flourishes. Another artist, no stranger to electronic flourishes, and I'm very happy they're back, is Pacha Massive, the New York-based group fronted by Ramon Nova that always mixed dub and trip-hop with tropical sounds and a little bit of alternative. Full disclosure, I signed Pacha Massive to Nacional Records way back in like 2006, and they've been kind of absent for a little while. And then now they just dropped a new track, a collab called To the Moon, where they worked with Anya Marina, who's a pretty well-known indie singer-songwriter artist with a ton of film and TV placements over the years. I really like this collab. It works for me. I like Anya's vocals. I love the Pacha Massive kind of trip-hop groove. Happy to have them back. This is Pacha Massive and Anya Marina, To the Moon.
What you do, what you do, what yo me puedo mover. Hice un agujero en una inmensa pared. Prendí la radio y escuché, escuché. 200 chicos mueren hoy sin su acetate. Dime Dios. I don't lack courage till hope is lost. I have faith in the feathers of some lovely dove, unholy rave. Tell me, man, what's going on? It used to be free, now there's only one. You appeared, I saw right through. Traffic don't forget and do.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from Argentina and the UK, and happily at peace long after the Falklands War. I'm talking about Fito Páez collaborating with none other than Elvis Costello. Now, Ernesto, we were just talking about Fito Páez is, you know, he's one of the most important Argentine rock artists of all time. His album, El Amor Después del Amor, is, I believe, the biggest selling Argentine rock album of all time. Came out in 92. And he just basically did reworkings of songs from the classic El Amor Después del Amor, where he worked with many of, you know, Argentina's newest contemporary acts, but also some non-Argentine, you know, veterans, artists like Elvis Costello. Mon Laferte, I believe, joins the album as well. And what we just heard with Tráfico por Katmandú, a new version with Elvis Costello singing in Espanol. You gotta love that. And I know Elvis Costello did a Spanish language album last year where he redid a lot of his own songs in Spanish. But Ernesto, what do you make of all this? I mean, it's been great. I don't know if you've watched the Netflix series also called El Amor Después del Amor, but just, it feels like, you know, Fito is having, you know, kind of a victory lap moment right now.
Absolutely. I think he's becoming a living icon right now. There's an overall, I would say, cultural movement of cherishing his work. With Elvis Costello, there is an Argentine connection there because Costello has been working with Los Angeles-based Argentinian producer Sebastián Cris for the past few albums. So I think that's where the connection with Latin rock pops up. And believe it or not, Hermano, I was fortunate enough to be there in LA at UCLA when Fito Páez was touring behind El Amor Después del Amor. It was very interesting because at UCLA's Royce Hall, there were only about 300 of us, and Fito Páez stepped out with his full band and backup vocalist and the very lights that he brought from Argentina. And when he saw us, just the 300 of us, we had crowded, you know, just forgot all about our seats and went to the stage, close to the stage. And the first thing that Fito Páez said was, "Wow, this looks like a rehearsal space." He's welcome to the crowd. He was definitely unimpressed by the amount of people. He was touring, you know, the stadiums of South America at the time and found 300 people at UCLA. But the show was absolutely magnificent. And it's a record that's imprinted in anyone. People of a certain age from South America definitely know El Amor Después del Amor. And we should listen to another track from it, right?
Yes. Now I want to check out La Balada de Doña Elena, another track that originally came out in 92. This time, Fito is joined by two very big urban Argentine artists, Woz, who I'm a huge fan of. He kind of does the rap rock thing. And Catriel. I like this because it kind of starts out like a Fito Páez song, but then you hear these like kind of heavy rap rock vocals towards the second half of the song. So let's take a listen.
Manejando por la ruta alguna mirar atrás, prendo un faso y en la radio siempre el mismo idiota de la música. La petaca se quedó vacía y son las 11 en cualquier lugar. Una dona me hace señas, sube al coche y empezó a hablar. Antes debo confesar, no sentí placer igual. Pero la verdad es que ya ven. Empezó por recorrerme con su boca y no estaba mal. Y su lengua parecía casi como loca. Vamos a chocar. Con mi instinto y el placer al que te incito me lo...
This is the Latin Alternative.
The Latin Alternative. I'm Pedro from The Boy from the South, and you're listening to Amazing Man. Besos from Barcelona.
This is the Latin Alternative. Don't be fooled by the lyrics in English. We just listened to The Boy from the South with his brand new single, Amazing Man. And The Boy from the South being one Pedro Balaña, a very charismatic and talented singer-songwriter from Barcelona. Amazing Man is complemented by a wonderful visual and music video that was shot in a complete with a circus aesthetic. Very nice. Recommend you check that out.
And if you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of this show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. Now we're going to play a track from a group that just recently joined us, actually, for a takeover episode. I want to say this is actually, they're an artist who led to basically the fastest downloaded episode ever of our show. They definitely have a rabid online audience. I'm talking about the Mexican hard rock band The Warning, three sisters who sing in perfect English and have toured with groups like Guns N' Roses, Foo Fighters, currently touring Europe right now with Muse. I'm obsessed with their latest single, More. It's just got more of a groove and a more of a modern sound to it than maybe some of their more 80s sounding hard rock. Maybe that's why they titled it More. Anyway, I do love this song. Let's take a listen. The Warning, More.
Listening to Latin Alternative.
Una marca en el techo. Cerro temprano el barón. Cerro temprano. Y te fuiste. Fuiste tu perro a pasear por los bosques, cada vez más lejos. Se desnudan los chicos y las chicas en el pasto y están bailando una canción que no es de amor. Seguro nada, pero capaz.
mañana estés mejor. A tus pies descansa tu perrito blanco. Pese muy lejos, alguien golpea la puerta. Trae una caja, no sé si es para vos. Tiene tu letra y tu dirección, escrita con tu mano. Una marca en tu cuello, una marca en tu cuello. Cerro temprano el varón, cerro temprano.
This is the Latin Alternative. Today we're exploring the dazzling new sounds coming from all over Latin America. And hermano, I'm always in a good mood whenever Buenos Aires band El Asesino del Romance releases some new material. And they're back. This is a criminally underrated indie band. Cinematic avant-pop. Just really gorgeous stuff, amazing textures and vocals. We just listened to Una Marca. It's from a three-track EP. Esto no es una live session. This is not a live session. I think the inspiration of Magritte is quite clear there in the title. And you can also check out, this is actually accompanied by a video where the band performs. It's some beautiful atmospheric lighting. They perform the new three songs. One of my favorite bands for sure, El Asesino del Romance.
Now we're going to head to the Bay Area for a collaboration between two indie acts in my neck of the woods. Chica D, former frontwoman of the alternative cumbia group La Misa Negra, who's had a very cool solo career as of late, recently collaborated with Suenatron, a regional Mexican meets hip-hop electronic group, and actually two of the members of Suenatron are sons of a member of Los Tigres del Norte, and this is a real fun collab. I'm a fan of it. This track is called Vete.
No, no me llames más, no me busques más. Esos mensajitos tuyos los voy a borrar. No me llores más, no me mires más. Que ya no me importa lo que tú puedes pensar. Tú me dañaste el corazón.
Con gusto me voy. Caminaré solo por mi camino, porque fuerte yo soy. No le hagas caso a esos rumores y menos a falsas acusaciones. Pensaste que tuve un amante, te equivocaste y te quemaste, mal navegaste.
No importa lo que digas, no volveré en tu boca y mentiras. Ya me cansé, te di todo mi sentimiento. Teníamos tanto tiempo y mientras yo viajaba, tú clavaste hondo una puñalada.
Quiero una mentira, yo respeto mi vida. Vete, que no
This is the Latin Alternative.
I'm Eric Bobo.
Hey, I'm DJ Beatman.
Together we are Ritmo Machine, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new musica. We just heard the group Ritmo Machine, a very cool project between former Beastie Boys percussionist Eric Bobo, currently also a member of Cypress Hill and the son of Latin jazz legend Willie Bobo, in collaboration with Latin Beatmana, an amazingly talented Chilean DJ. And this is their second Ritmo Machine album, I want to say, after an 11-year absence. The song title, Psychedelic, definitely has that vibe. And one of the things I liked about that track, Ernesto, is that some of that funk on the song, you know, very throwback feeling song, reminded me a little bit of Eric Bobo's dad, Willie Bobo. So perhaps an indirect homage from son to father.
And now, hermano, we're going to listen to my favorite track of the new album by Colombian superstar Juanes. It's interesting because we've played, I believe, three tracks already from Vida Cotidiana. This is one of the strongest Juanes albums ever, I think. Definitely a return to form, and it reminds me when he first started making music after he left Colombia and his heavy metal band Ecchimosis, and he reinvented himself with his pop rock hybrid with some tropical and reggae stylings as well. We're going to listen to a collaboration between Juanes and Dominican master Juan Luis Guerra. This is a song inspired by Cuban Son, but in the end it also sounds, it has a bit of the guitar of Congolese rumba. There's some African vibes that are very strong there. It's a beautiful track. Now, Juanes' wife is a Juan Luis Guerra fanatic, and recently I talked for a long time with Juanes. We had a long chat. He was visiting his mom in Medellin, and we had a Zoom, and he told me that his wife was completely, you know, out of control, excited that there was a collaboration between him and Juan Luis Guerra. Because apparently she works out every day to his music. So, and I think all these shows, all this great energy, all these good vibes appear in this song by Juan Luis Guerra. And Juan is from Vida Cotidiana. This is Cecilia.
Cuando hablamos y peleamos, no vamos a ningún lado, nos lastimamos. Y más y más y más y más nos apartamos. ¿Qué tal si nos olvidamos? Oh, oh, de esa rabia destructora. Y empezamos por ahora a mirarnos a los ojos, olvidando los enojos. Quizá todo así mejora.
Siento el aire acabarse si dejas de ser mi novia. Y cuando intento olvidarte más te pienso y no te sales.
Cecilia, ven bailar conmigo.
Que tus atardeceres rojos son el delirio de mis ojos.
Cecilia, ven bailar conmigo. Tú puedes colorear mis días cuando dices que me amas y mi corazón en llamas apaga. Cuando intento olvidarte más me pienso y no te sales. Cecilia, ven, baila conmigo.
Que tus atardeceres rojos
son el delirio de mis ojos. Cecilia, ven, baila conmigo. Tú puedes colorear mis días cuando dices que me amas.
Atardeceres rojos
son el delirio de mis ojos.
Cecilia, ven, baila conmigo.
Tú puedes colorear mis días cuando dices que me amas y mi corazón le llamas a apagar. Cecilia,
yeah.
dirección. Rosario, la estación. Atento, capitán, va otra misión. Nave nodriza, siempre fiel, responderá y vestirá de luz y piel. Todo vuelve a empezar. Atento por allá. Correo para abrir. Ciudad, ciudad, la luz que cruzará. Cambio de fuera. Se encendió la señal y la voy a buscar. Cambio de fuera. Ya te mando mis tracks. Vos pulsás el download. Cambio de fuera. Ya nos vamos los dos como brasas ardiendo. Cambio de fuera. Que no pare el motor ni se corte el cordón.
This is the Latin Alternative. Today, some incredible new sounds from all over Latin America. And of course, one of my favorite places in the world, Buenos Aires, Argentina. We just listened to Puertos, Cambio y Fuera. Puertos is a virtual supergroup that not too many people know about, sadly. Made up of Argentina's Armando Tabachi and Claudio Bertolini. Bertolini is in the city of Rosario. Also with Colombian musician Pacho Gomez, and they keep churning out music. In fact, they're going to be releasing 3 albums this year, inspired by the 80s, inspired by pop rock, all these great influences. There is Sam Spinetta in the song that we just listened to, Cambio y Fuera, and this is from the second of the planned trilogy of 2023 Puertos albums, Constelación Pop.
And now we're going to check out a very cool artist, currently based, I believe, in Berlin, originally from Venezuela, talking about the artist Gotopo. Got the press release for this, and I was trying to figure out when it said the collaborator and producer, Don Electron. The beats kind of sounded familiar in terms of style. And then I was like, wait a minute, this is our friend Ulises Lozano from Kinky.
Wow.
A group that we have had on the show many times. And I love that Ulises is so involved in so many different genres within the Latin alternative world, such as the case, that track that we're going to take a listen to right now, Sacúdete, from Gotopo, featuring Don Electron, a.k.a. Ulises Lozano, keyboard player from Kinky.
I'm a negra, dale pues, maya, maete, muévelo como solo tú lo sabes hacer. Con la nena, los nene, en la punta del pie, con la mano en la cabeza, sacúdete. Vamos, negra, dale pues, vamos allá, muévete. Muévelo como solo tú lo sabes hacer. Con la nena y los nenes en la punta del pie, con la mano en la cabeza. Sacúdete, 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 sacúdete.
mira, sacúdete, sacúdete, mira, sacúdete, sacúdete, mira, sacúdete.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and this has been a new music episode. We just heard Gotopo featuring Don Electron and the track Sacúdete. If you like what you're hearing, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative in Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. What are we going to wrap things up with today, Ernesto?
Well, hermano, how about some sweepy, authentic Cuban music recorded live in Matanzas?
I'm not going to say no to that. You know me very well.
Well, you know, Etiel Failde, the flutist and band leader of Orquesta Failde, is back again with another awesome record. This is a live album that it sounds phenomenally well. It's called En Vivo Desde Matanzas. Danzoneando by Orquesta Etiel. And I selected this track, El Bodeguero, the classic Orquesta Aragón track from the 50s, given a sparkling new version with the vocals of Cuban comedian Luis Silva Pánfilo. Orquesta Failde, El Bodeguero. Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Esa. Así me gusta. Pánfilo con Failde. Siempre en su casa presente está el bodeguero y el cha-cha-cha.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.